Watch out for that first step, it's a doozy.
My father was a mechanic. His father was a mechanic. My mother's father was a mechanic. My three brothers are mechanics. Four uncles on my father's side are mechanics.
Now you all just sit there and keep your mouths shut while I go listen to my Britney Spears records.
Stop eyeballing me, boy!
Minutes after 5 o'clock, 5:38 on the clock on the wall. I'm Coy Barefoot, and this is Charlottesville Right Now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Hope you had a great weekend. Happy Monday to you. It's a beautiful afternoon. I hope this is a good week for you. Thank you for joining me this afternoon. Let's not waste any more of his time. Help me welcome to the program Terry McAuliffe, the former chairman of the Democratic National Committee and the former chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign here. Terry, good afternoon, sir.
Coy, great to be back with you.
How are you doing? What's going on?
I am never better.
Sounds good. Terry, the bailout bill in the House failed today.
Yeah.
It looks like not enough Republicans and not enough Democrats, frankly, could support this particular piece of legislation. What happened and what now?
Well, you know, we needed to get something done. I'm not happy. None of us were happy to do this bailout bill at all. Taxpayer money to come in and take care of some of the folks who, you know, were awful risky with money. But if you listen to the people, you listen to Secretary Paulson, we need to do something to get some liquidity quickly back. We're in a crisis situation. And what happened today, I guess, is the House Republicans just walked away. I mean, now is the time, Coy, not to be a Democrat, not to be a Republican. We got to get something going. And because the bottom line, as I've been saying all over Virginia today, we have got to get liquidity back in the market because it affects everybody. I mean, credit cards are cutting the amount of credit that you can have. People can't borrow anymore. Small businesses can't borrow. Well, that affects everybody. We got to get this thing solved. It's unfortunate we're in this mess, but it's the bad economic policies of George Bush. You want to go a new way? Barack Obama's talked about it, but we got to get this bailout done first.
Flesh that out for us. We're talking with Terry McAuliffe. Flesh that out for us exactly how we got in this mess. And, you know, one thing I've been asking is, where's all the money? What happened to all that money?
Yeah, good question. I mean, if you remember, we heard all through the summer, and listen, Secretary Paulson, he was the Secretary of Treasury. He's got to own this. Where was everybody when they say in the fundamentals of the economy were great, and then all of a sudden, $700 billion? Now, Lehman Brothers, as you know, Coy, they were, like, doing risky investments. They had 30-to-1 leverage going on junk bonds, on these crazy mortgages. And you know what? It went under. Now the taxpayers got to come in and bail all these people out. It's fundamentally wrong, but we're in this mess. We got to deal with the first thing. But, you know, it's affecting everybody. Everybody's portfolio's down. My portfolio's down the last couple of weeks, big. But you know what? No one's coming in and bailing me out. I made the decision. If it had worked, I would have made the money. And now the taxpayers got to come in. I mean, it's got to make you just furious.
We're talking with Terry McAuliffe, Virginia resident, and he's former chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Terry, if the core of the problem here is the fact that you have people losing their homes, can't pay their mortgages, and we should point out that 65% of those subprime mortgages were to people who could have paid prime. They were just encouraged to take these other mortgages because the commissions were higher for the mortgage brokers. If that's the core of the problem, why not target those folks on Main Street and give the money to them to help pay their mortgages and have like a mortgage stamp, like a food stamp? You know, here's a certain credit to help you pay your mortgage.
Yeah, and some people actually this weekend wrote some editorials to that. That had some merit to it. The other thing is, you know, why not put the money back in and solidify the system? The idea that the government's going to come in, they're going to determine what they pay and how much they buy, you know, it's very risky. But what we got to be careful about now, Coy, when I've been told, and I've talked to a bunch of senators and a bunch of members of the House on the Democratic side and said, you know, this is George Bush administration. Why are we all over this? And their point is very clear. Terry, unless we do something quickly, we could have a complete financial meltdown. And then forget it. Everybody, Coy, is in play. Listen, Barack Obama said a year ago, 2 years ago, we need more regulation of Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae. You couldn't get those regulations done. They're now gone under. WaMu has gone under. You hear Wachovia could go under any day. It is a very serious situation. We got to deal with it immediately, get some money. We got to get some liquidity. As you probably heard today, many of the international banks, the world markets have said, not a penny more in the United States of America, not a penny, until they get this bailout bill done. So we got to get it done. It is a crisis, but this, you know, this is nothing new. You've seen, you know, record job losses, huge deficits. We were misled on Iraq. There is nothing that has worked, Coy, in the last 8 years. Nothing.
We're talking with Terry McAuliffe, Virginian Terry McAuliffe, former chairman of the Democratic National Committee. So help us understand then from where you sit, why Barack Obama over John McCain in this context?
Well, first of all, what John McCain has said is he wants to do to the healthcare industry what he did to the financial industry with deregulation. This is not a time for massive deregulation. Barack Obama, his tax plan, 95% of Americans will get a tax cut under Barack Obama. John McCain's tax plan is slanted to those with the most money. If you make $2.8 million or more, Coy, which is probably you but not many of your listeners, you get 25% of the tax cuts. You know, a lot of people today are hurting. Their disposable income is down. Barack Obama's health care will cover everyone. His tax bill will give 95% of the relief to folks. I mean, education funding, he doubles the Hope Scholarship so people can go to college, pre-K education. I mean, we've got to go in a new direction. The reason we're in this mess today is the failed policies of the Bush administration. And McCain voted with Bush 95% of the time. People said I'd had it. Why are we up today 3 points in Virginia? If I would have told you a year ago that we could be here we are today, you wouldn't have believed it. But Barack has put a message out there. People want change. They want to move in a new direction, and he will do that.
Let's talk about health care. We're talking with Terry McAuliffe, who will be in town tomorrow here in Charlottesville at the Charlottesville Community Design Center on 5th Street at 3:45 p.m. Terry McAuliffe in Charlottesville tomorrow. And this is part of a tour of town hall discussions throughout Virginia dealing with the health care issue. And tell us what the message is there, Terry.
Yeah, and I'm traveling. I've been to South Boston today. I just left Martinsville, Danville. We've Roanoke, Lynchburg, Charlottesville, and Ashland tomorrow. And the message is, here is Barack Obama's health care plan. Here is John McCain's. You get to make the decision. I want to have a full discussion. There's a couple big pieces of difference. Number one, on John McCain's plan, which most people don't know, Coy, is if you have an employer-based health care plan, you are going to lose the tax deductibility for that. He wants to eliminate it. So now when you get your W-2, you are actually going to be paying for any health care benefits that your employer provides for you. And I bet you 95% of your listeners don't know that. And that's a huge difference. Barack's plan, obviously reduce the cost, get everybody into the system so we can spread the costs out, put more on prevention. Basically, the premiums will come down by $2,500 per person because of all the saving measures. We're the greatest country in the world, Coy. We ought to include those 47 million people that ought to be access to health care. You don't have it today. Under John McCain's plan, less people will get it. They will move you away from an employer-based system. And let's be honest, he wants to do and move everybody to the private sector. That's what they wanted to do when they privatized Social Security. If you had taken your money out of Social Security and you had bought Lehman, Bear, Freddie, or Fannie stocks, you would be wiped out today. And we just can't risk it. This is a safety net for folks.
We're talking with Terry McAuliffe, former chairman of Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, former chairman of the Democratic National Committee. And Terry, just to underscore that one element again, under McCain's campaign, when you get money from your employer that goes towards your health care, which now you don't have to pay taxes on.
That's right.
Under McCain's campaign, it would be taxable income.
It's a taxable event to you. So all benefits given to you by your employer are taxable under the McCain plan. So right there, there are 180 million people today in this country who are employer-based related health care. And every one of those people will now see their taxes go up because they're now going to be taxed on income that today they're not taxed on.
How does the economic situation on Wall Street, which, you know, if you're watching the news today, looks like it's only going to get worse, how does that going to impact Barack Obama's health care plan?
Well, I mean, it's a great question. And listen, all the economic numbers are upside down. But what Barack's plan is based on the savings, he believes that today the inefficiencies, a third of the money we spend on health care today is wasted. A lot of it goes for procedures that don't help you. In fact, some of them actually could hurt you. His system is based on getting rid of the inequities and the inefficiencies in the system. When you get everybody in, you get the cost down. I mean, let's be honest, Coy. Today, we have 47 million Americans with no health insurance. When they go to an emergency room, those costs just don't evaporate. You pay for them. People with health care pay for them. They are built into the system, so it's very inefficient. So instead of going to doctors and preventive care and keeping you healthy, these 47 million people many times have to go to emergency rooms. The emergency room becomes their doctor, and it's a lot more expensive. If you get everybody into the system, he also has this insurance exchange where insurance companies now will come together. It'll be more competition. The premiums will come down. People can, if they want, look at different programs. But what the program you have today, that's your choice. You can stay right where you are. And for some of the people that don't have it today, they can go into a system that we offer the members of Congress. They ought to be able to go into that system. The goal of Barack's plan is efficiency, get the cost down, prevention, have these insurance and exchange pools together so there's competition, and finally, the use of generic drugs, allow generic drugs to be brought into America, which they're not allowed today. You know, when I was campaigning up in Michigan, every weekend, Coy, I'd see all these buses lined up. Senior citizens would get on the buses, drive over to Canada from Michigan, buy all their prescription drugs over there, and come back to Michigan. They do it every month. Why? Because the cost of the drugs is 80% less up there in Canada. They're identical drugs. As long as they're safe, you ought to bring them in. And the federal government today cannot negotiate prices, can't use. They're the largest purchaser of prescription drugs. They can't negotiate them. You'll be able to negotiate to reduce your prices, the federal government under Barack Obama's plan.
Yeah, and I've always thought that that's something that America, we should treat our veterans better, and I think we should treat our elderly better, and I think that's something that we should, that America right. has long since should have been so ashamed of, the fact right. that we were forcing, you know, elderly to get on buses and go to Canada to buy their drugs.
Right, but it's 80% less. I mean, they're the identical drugs. Now, the big pharmaceutical companies don't want you going up to Canada, but you know what? We got to end that. It's been the lobbyists up there who have represented the pharmaceutical companies. As long as they're the same drug, and you know when that happens, Coy, then you get competition in the system. Prices come down for everybody. And listen, pharmaceuticals, I know they spend a lot of money on research. There's no question about that. But you know what? It's not the cost. It's 80% more for those drugs. Maybe they should stop doing all these ads. As a father of five young children, you know, maybe they shouldn't be doing a lot of these television ads they have on TV today. I can do without half of those.
Yeah, yeah. Terry McAuliffe is former chairman of the Democratic National Committee. Terry, we got another debate this week. The vice presidential debate between Joe Biden and Sarah Palin is coming up, I believe, Thursday night. We'll preview that. Preview that for us.
Well, listen, Joe Biden, chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee, former chairman of the Judiciary Committee, knows all the issues on foreign policy, probably than anyone better in America today, and that's one reason why Barack Obama picked him to be his running mate. He's going to get up there. I think he's going to talk about the dangers in the world, what America needs to do to be the moral leader, and obviously the superpower that we are around the world. I don't know what to say about Sarah Palin. I tell people, you know, let her do her own thing. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on her. I think that Katie Kirk interview the other day was absolutely devastating. But you know what? She is potentially the vice president of the United States of America. If anything happened, and what I always said, when picking your VP, you have one responsibility to pick someone, if something happened to you, could walk in the Oval Office the next day and take over. And I think when you watch that debate, that's, Coy, what you're going to have to ask yourself, is she ready to be Commander-in-Chief of the United States of America? We know Joe Biden is, and I think there's pressure that she's got to show that she can do it. It's going to be a lot of questions, and, you know, you never know how these things go, but, and, you know, expectations, they got it to the point that if she's standing up, she could win these debates. You know, but I mean, that's how everybody plays, and I've been doing it myself for years, these debate games. The bottom line is, you got to look at these two. If something happened to the two presidents, if something happened to them, who could walk in that office the next day? I've known Joe Biden for 25 years. Joe Biden could walk in that job today.
Terry McAuliffe, former chairman of the Democratic National Committee and a resident here in Virginia. Terry, before we let you go, what is all this about you running for governor of Virginia?
Well, you know, it's been interesting. I've given a couple speeches, and people have called and asked me. And, you know, listen, if I did it, you know, we'll think about it after the election. We've got two folks in it now. I'd be a huge underdog because, you know, you've had a couple of state senator, House of Delegates, two Democrats in it already. I have been so focused on making sure that we win this White House. I'm helping Barack all over the state and Mark Warner and a lot of the congressional candidates I'm doing events for. So I am so focused on November 4th. But once we're done with that, Coy, I'll get back on your show, and you and I will talk about it.
There you go. Looking forward to it. Terry McAuliffe, yeah. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate
thanks,
it,
Coy.
Terry. Terry will be in town tomorrow at 3:45. Again, that's 3:45 p.m. at the Charlottesville Community Design Center on 5th Street to talk about Barack Obama's health care plan. And that is a town hall discussion. You are invited to join him and join in the discussion. Again, that's 3:45 tomorrow at the Seville Community Design Center. Quick break. We'll be right back.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy an affordable, fuel-efficient vehicle, then